You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. Fresno Grizzlies Baseball is brought to you by Save Mart, Express Furniture Rentals, Les Provence Apartment Homes, Toyota, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. The Fresno Grizzlies pregame show is brought to you by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Here is the voice of the Grizzlies, Tim Slack.
A cool and soggy Friday evening in San Jose as the Grizzlies, with their intent on heating back up after a cold offensive night in a 5-1 loss on Thursday. Back at Excite Ballpark, it's game four of this six-game series between the visiting Fresno Grizzlies and the San Jose Giants. Well, from Excite Ballpark in San Jose, I'm Tim Slack, and we appreciate you joining us on what has been a rainy afternoon in San Jose, turning into a cool evening and even starting to see some blue sky, but plenty of clouds overhead still, although expecting that the rain has passed through for the most part tonight. They are expecting a little bit more this weekend, but soggy and cold is a pretty good description of what it felt like for the Grizzlies offense last night in a 5-1 loss to the Giants. Drake George was really good for San Jose. His longest outing of his young professional career, 5 innings, didn't allow a run. Only 3 base runners were base hits, singles for the Grizzlies, and he struck out 6. And then Cole Hillier helped the Giants put the game out of reach because he threw 2 scoreless innings and struck out 3, didn't allow a base runner over the 6th and 7th. And that's about when San Jose made its move, a 2-run 5th inning, thanks to a 2-out 2-run double from Dakota Jordan into left center field. That gave the Giants the lead. They would add 2 more in the 6th, and they would end up tacking on 1 in the 8th on a Fernando Gonzalez home run that nobody saw disappear over the left field wall. The Grizzlies would get on the board late. They prevented the 3rd shutout of the season and the 2nd of the series because Tommy Hoppe went yard right off the scoreboard in right center field, his 1st left-handed homer of the year. But the Grizzlies offense has been really good in game-winning situations. We talked about it a lot last night. When they have the opportunities, when they have runners in scoring position, the way they have executed has been good. They went 5-for-6 in those situations in the win on Wednesday. They scored 9 runs. The problem in much of their 10 losses this year is they just haven't created a ton of those situations. And so their run differential is a California League worst, negative 42. They've surrendered 120 runs, but they've only scored 78. And so it's been creating those situations, putting themselves in that situation, that has been the challenge. And tonight's going to be challenging, to say the least. Greg Ferrone, probably the best so far of the San Jose Giants starters, will take the mound. A 7th-round pick out of the University of Alabama. Big lefty, 6'6", 240 pounds. But Fresno has hit left-handers better this year than they have hit righties, and they'll get more of a shot against the big lefty on the bump for San Jose. To oppose him, the right-hander, Jackson Cox, and this is his type of weather from the Pacific Northwest. He doesn't love this kind of weather, but it is par for the course from where he is from, and he talked a little bit about it in the past week, dealing with some external media, saying that it is all stuff he's used to and pitched through throughout high school, and he's not afraid to go through it again. So his type of night as the Grizzlies and the Giants lock up again. Cox has been 1 pitch away, really, in each of his last 2 starts from scoreless outings. Instead, he has given up back-to-back grand slams in each of those outings, and that has diluted, that has distorted his ERA quite a bit as he comes in with a ERA that is very high, but he has pitched well for the most part. The Grizzlies are looking for him to have a strong outing tonight. To talk about it a little bit more, we're going to talk to Grizzlies pitching coach Jerry Sullivan on the other side of the break, and then we'll get you starting lineups and first pitch from Excite Ballpark in San Jose. This is the fourth game of a 12-game road trip, and it begins the weekend in San Jose. Second half of this series starts tonight. Starting lineups and first pitch coming up on the Chuck Chancey Gold pregame show on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Oh, no, the PTA. They've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning judgy glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget, your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Welcome back to the Chuck Chancey Gold pregame show. Tim Slack with Grizzlies pitching coach Jerry Sullivan. And Friday night start, a little rainy start, but it's the perfect weather for Jackson Cox, who's from the Pacific Northwest. What are you looking for in his fourth outing? And I mean, he's been one out away from like some stellar outings of just being perfect. What does he have to do tonight to just kind of establish himself?
Well, Jackson's game plan going into the night, and it's been every outing. It's just a little bit harder to sit on one when you're going once a week at the moment, as we're building him back up from injury last year. But his game plan is to attack the zone. So show all of his pitches, attack the zone, get outs quickly. Organizationally, our philosophy is, you know, getting the first strike, getting two out of three and four or less. And if our guys are doing that, we're pretty successful.
Well, his arsenal has seemed really good. Is it maybe some of the layoff part for some of the command, or you feel like he's really starting to dial that in now?
He's definitely getting to a point where he's dialing it in. I think any time a guy comes off an injury, you really deal with guys just getting like the feel of getting all the way amped back up and then being consistent in the zone. And one of the things that is hurting him right now is because we do have him on a limit, so he's got to sit on two innings per week. But we've really been attacking our bullpens in between and making sure that we're staying sharp. And he'll continue to build up as the season goes. So I would expect for him tonight, now that he's had a couple under his belt, that he's going to be a different guy going into tonight.
Well, you know, when you have a guy on a limit like that, that you're going to have to use bullpen, and your bullpen has been heavily used, something like 96 innings, but 120 strikeouts. You have five guys who lead the California League in appearances. How have they been able to stay sharp, and what maybe are you looking for from them for the next level?
I think this goes for any team, but the ability for a bullpen guy to come in throwing two pitches for strikes, at least at this level, is kind of like a simplified standard, making sure that they can command at least two. And I know for us in Denver, we like our bullpen guys being able to have three pitches. So as far as development goes, those guys getting ready and coming in a little bit more often than it was in college, you know, that's a big transition as well. Just kind of touch on your other point. Bullpen usage is because starting pitching innings have gone down over the last few years coming out of college. So the effort to build them up well and get them used to either a fifth or sixth day rotation spot, we are going to use the pen because we're taking our starters and making sure that they get built up appropriately instead of coming out of the chute, throwing six, seven innings, and then having a lull period in the middle of the season. So that's our game plan.
Well, and it seems like with that game plan, you've created some arms that are really versatile. They can come in high leverage situations. They can come in, eat up multiple innings. Is that kind of the plan in general across the bullpen right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So for us, like when we have those guys limited down, for me, it's communicating with them that any point in the game, you can come in. Now, with Jackson, we do have a nice situation where we're piggybacking a recent convert over the last couple of years to log some innings to get some repetition in Yansel Correa, who's got an explosive arm. He's young. He throws four pitches. That's exciting to see, especially once he starts, you know, getting those number of innings and pitches down. He could be something special in the future for sure.
Well, certainly it has played out that way. You're seeing guys step up in big spots, and last night was no different with a couple of those outings. It's musical night. They're competing with us with this music. Is there any sort of what's the tunnel vision there, or how much does that even come into play?
Well, for me, I never heard anything. So if these guys are paying attention to what's playing, maybe we need to have a coming to Jesus. But I would say, for the most part, typically music hasn't been an issue. None of our guys are coming in talking about what's happening on the field or in between innings or the sounds of the ballpark. So maybe a couple chuckles here and there because somebody says something funny. But other than that, we're pretty locked in.
Well, and it feels that way. What else are you looking for from your staff kind of rounding out the weekend against San Jose now that you've learned them a little bit?
You know, we're a couple series in so far, and I think things change with these for these guys. Number one, it's a job and it's a career now, and the time spent doing their job is much higher. When you had, you know, maybe you had to go to class all day long and then have practice in the afternoon and you're only playing a couple times a week, what it looks like for them to truly take care of the bodies, eat correctly, and make sure they're maintaining their strengths while addressing their weaknesses, that's the battle early on. And if those guys can get into a rhythm and grow in some wisdom and some knowledge when it comes to executing a day-to-day plan and trusting it without overdoing it, then you're going to see these guys really take off.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Grizzlies pitching coach Jerry Sullivan will be right back with first pitch and starting lineups from Excite Ballpark in San Jose. This is the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network. Hey there, cool cats. Chuck Chancey Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 shake, rattle, and win Mustang and cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chuck Chancey soon. Must be 21 or older to play. Back at the Excite Ballpark, where the Fresno Grizzlies and the San Jose Giants are locking up for the fourth time in a six-game series. Giants won for the second time last night, and they will turn to Greg Ferrone to face the Grizzlies tonight. Let's get you the starting lineups brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. Fresno comes in 8-10 under first-year manager Cesar Galvez, and his lineup will start with Yaker Reyes in center field. Kelvin Hidalgo, who was lifted from the game last night, is back in as the DH tonight, so the Grizzlies happy to have the reigning California League Player of the Week. And they get a bonus addition as Roynier Hernandez is back, the second baseman who exited the game on Sunday. Makes his return to the lineup. He's at second base. Blake Wright at third base hits cleanup. Tommy Hotvey, the switch hitter with home runs in each of the last two games, will play left field and bat fifth. Felix Tennant in right field hits sixth. Nolan Clifford is the shortstop batting seventh. Alan Espinal will catch and hit eighth. And Francisco Garcia is the first baseman batting ninth. They're facing Greg Ferrone, a big lefty, 1-0 with a .71 ERA, and he's facing the lefty Yaker Reyes and gets us started at 6:58 tonight with a first pitch strike to the left-hand hitting Reyes. So even a couple of minutes ahead of schedule as Ferrone misses outside to make it 1-1. Reyes hitting .183 on the season. But great speed and the ability to slash and put the ball in play, and he fouls off a fastball from the lefty Ferrone, and it's 1-2. Ferrone has only allowed one run in 12 2/3 innings, and he has struck out 23. Power stuff. The 1-2 pitch to Reyes is a fastball high, and it's 2 2/2 strikes, and that's something this team really seems to know how to pitch. Ferrone's only run was surrendered in his first outing of the year against Modesto. He went 3 2/3 of an inning. 2-2 pitch. Doesn't get the call with the slider. Stayed up to Reyes, and the count is full, 3-2. He's only walked 5 guys in that 12 2/3. Second most inning so far. Misses with the fastball outside, and Reyes draws the walk. The home plate umpire, Frankie Gonzalez, said that was outside.
His partner on the bases, Patrick McMorris. So defensively behind Ferrone tonight, Lisbel Diaz in left, Dakota Jordan in center, Carlos Gutierrez in right. That has stayed the same. Elian Rayo makes the start at third. And Walker Martin, just activated from the injured list, is at shortstop. Giancarlo Cio is at second. Robert Hipwell will play first. And it's Dylan Cavanaugh behind the plate. Kelvin Hidalgo tries to bunt and pops it over the press box so high and out of play. And it's 0-1. Reigning Cal League Player of the Week has had a slow start to this series. Hidalgo just 0-for-9 with a walk, and he fouls off a fastball from Ferrone, who's ahead 0-2. Reyes probably the speediest of Grizzlies, even though Hidalgo gets that title by stolen bases. Reyes is 8-for-8 and steals, but it was Kavanaugh who cut down Grizzlies on Wednesday. Hidalgo takes upstairs. Sinker didn't quite come down all the way. And it's 1-2. Grizzlies had only been caught one time on the bases, and it was Hidalgo. They were 39-40 before Wednesday. 1-2 pitch to Hidalgo. Fouled off right behind the plate. And it stays 1-2. But Kavanaugh caught Blake Wright twice. And the reviews coming back from how well Kavanaugh throws it behind the plate were universal. 1-2 pitch. Chopped towards short. Martin just back in. We'll flip to second for one. A slow turn by Cio is not going to be in time. And good to see Hidalgo making it down the line. It's a fielder's choice on a slowly hit chopper to short. And Walker Martin, with a little bit of indecision on what he wanted to do with that, gets the out. Hidalgo aboard on the fielder's choice. So a couple more guys back. And would be doing you an injustice to not point out. Dave Keller rejoined the team today. He's at the first base coach's box. Good to have him back. And then Cesar Galvez in the third base coach's box. But it's also the return of Roynier Hernandez, who takes a slider in for a strike. Lefty-lefty matchup. Hernandez has a 12-game on-base streak. He got on base on Sunday via a walk, but he did have his 11-game hit streak snapped. There goes Reyes. Pitches outside. Kavanaugh, good throw down, and the tag from Martin erases the base runner in the first inning. Kavanaugh has an extremely quick release, and it's Hidalgo who's caught stealing. 2-6 for out number two. The pitch was outside to Hernandez, and it's 1-1. So two out. Nobody on. Hernandez, the Grizzlies leader, hitting 314. 1-1 sprayed into left field. That's going to drop right inside the line, and it bounces around Lisbel Diaz, who will throw it into second, but Hernandez slides feet first into the bag safely. And it will be ruled a double for Roynier Hernandez, who extends his on-base streak to 13 upon being inserted back into the lineup. Lisbel Diaz was staying with the ball in between him and the left field line. And then as soon as it bounced, he kind of crossed over thinking that ball was going to tail into the corner. But we had some rain this afternoon. It spun the other way from him, bounced around him. Two outs and a runner on second. Blake Wright, facing the lefty Ferrone, takes a slider in for strike one. Wright enters tonight, hitting 233. He's driven in 6 runs. So every Grizzly who has come up has been on first base tonight, as Wright lifts it into left center field. There's a big gap there. Dakota Jordan racing, leaps, and he dives head first and makes the catch to rob extra bases from Wright. Dakota Jordan came from right center field and ran to the edge of the warning track in left center and makes an outstanding catch to keep the Grizzlies off the board in the first. No runs, one hit. They'll leave one stranded.
But the Grizzlies threatened against Greg Ferone in the top of the first. We'll head to the bottom of the inning where it is Fresno 0, San Jose coming up on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Oh, no. The PTA. They've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning Judgy Glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Bottom of the first inning in San Jose. Let's get you the starting lineup for the Giants, set out by Edwin Villegas. Starting lineup tonight brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. San Jose 10-8. We'll have Carlos Gutierrez, the right fielder, lead off. Lisbel Diaz is in the two spot tonight in left field, batting second. Dakota Jordan, the center fielder, will hit third. Drew Kavanaugh, the catcher, hits cleanup. Walker Martin back in the lineup at shortstop, batting fifth. Fernando Gonzalez is the DH. Giancarlo Cio, the second baseman, hits seventh. Robert Hipwell, a first baseman, bats eighth. And Elian Rayo is the third baseman, batting ninth. First pitch from Jackson Cox is a fastball in the outside corner, called strike to Gutierrez. And he misses up and away to even the count at one ball and one strike. Cox winds and delivers and settles a strike on the outside corner with the changeup, and it's 1-2. Jackson Cox, 0-2 with an ERA at 18. He's given up 10 runs in 5 innings. And Gutierrez fouls the ball in and out of the glove of the catcher tonight, Alan Espinal. And so it's one ball and two strikes. But Cox has given up 3 home runs. 1-2 pitch. Fastball tails away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 of those were grand slams with 2 outs. At the end of the first inning, he was one pitch away. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball ran up to 94. Gets Gutierrez to swing and miss for out number one. Grizzlies defense brought to you by Save Mart. Save Mart has your bases covered. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart. Tommy Hopvey in left. Yaker Reyes in center. Felix Tena in right. Blake Wright at third. Nolan Clifford the start at shortstop. Roynier Hernandez at second. Francisco Garcia at first, and Alan Espinal behind the plate. Lisbel Diaz has been a problem for the Grizzlies in this series. Took ball one down low, and he drives the 1-0 pitch straightaway center. Reyes at the wall, and it goes over the fence to straightaway center. Lisbel Diaz hits his second homer of the year, and the Giants take the early lead. That was a fastball pretty much in the middle of the plate. And Cox just trying to be aggressive and fill up the zone. Grizzlies are checking on Yaker Reyes, who was running towards the wall in center and thought he might have had to play. Now last night's hero for San Jose, Dakota Jordan, comes in, takes a first pitch down and in. Jordan hitting 273 now. Grizzlies had somewhat contained him, and he lines a shot to first, and in the air, Francisco Garcia reaches down at his shoelaces to make the catch for out number two. A hard hit line drive pretty much right at Francisco Garcia, who bent down and caught the ball just to the left of his left shoe. Now Drew Kavanaugh stands in, takes a sinker for a strike. Kavanaugh has been a tough out for the Grizzlies. He's up to 288. Tied for the team lead, California League, in home runs with four. Swing and a miss at a 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Cox. And it's 0-2. So you're seeing Jackson Cox be plenty aggressive, and Lisbel Diaz was able to catch him. The 0-2 pitch runs down and in. In the bottom of the first inning, San Jose has the 1-0 lead on the homer by Lisbel Diaz. 1-2 pitch. And Kavanaugh skies one into left center field, right where Yaker Reyes is. He's waving off Tommy Hopvey in left center, makes the catch, and ends the inning. But the solo homer by Lisbel Diaz moved up to the 2 spot with the absence of Jacob Christian tonight, has given San Jose a 1-0 lead through one inning at Excite Ballpark on a cold Friday night in San Jose. It is 1-0 Giants on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Grizzly fans, get ready for an exciting season at Chick Chansey Park. Every Thursday home game will feature a brand new one-versus-one food truck battle thanks to our friends at Fresno Street Eats. Local food trucks will compete head-to-head with creative themes, and the best part is, it's up to you to decide who wins. Try each dish and vote for your fan favorite. And with the introduction of Thursday Ballpark Pass, you can get into each Thursday home game for just $49.
Hey there, cool cats. Chick Chansey Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 Shake, Rattle, and Win Mustang and Cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chick Chansey soon. Must be 21 or older to play. One to nothing, San Jose, Friday night at Excite Ballpark. Grizzlies have dropped two of the first three in this series to the Giants. But Tommy Hopvey has swung it well, and he will lead things off against Greg Ferrone. Hopvey to be followed by Tenney and Clifford, 5, 6, and 7. Grizzlies had some traffic against Ferrone in the first inning, but couldn't string it together, had a runner caught stealing. Lefty Ferrone against the switch hitter Hopvey, batting from the right side, and he takes a strike. Hopvey right at 300. It is fourth homer of the year last night. It's the Grizzlies' leader in RBI at 17. He's fifth in the California League. And an excuse-me check swing rolled back towards the mound. Ferrone pops off towards the line, fields, throws the first baseman Hipwell. And Hopvey out number one. Starting to be a little bit of a trend for Hopvey. He has about one at bat a game where he makes contact pretty softly in the infield and tries to hustle it out. Then by the end of the game, he has hit some lasers, but three out of the last five games over the fence. First pitch strike. Actually, three out of the last four games he has homered in. Felix Tena, the right fielder, stands in. Down 0-1 to the lefty Ferrone. Back with it, and it's a jam shot towards first. Hipwell fields well off the line and had to win the foot race against Tena because Ferrone was late getting over, thought that maybe the second baseman was going to field that one. So there's two outs, and now Nolan Clifford will come to the plate, hitting 233. And Clifford, for the first time this year, is at shortstop for back-to-back games. Came in late last night, though, if you want to count that, as Ferrone winds and deals. Two outs and nobody on, and misses with a slider down and away. All of Clifford's hits have been within three games, three multi-hit games to add up to seven. Pitch misses outside. No, got the call, sorry. One ball, one strike.
Grizzlies have hit lefties well, but Ferone has not offered much room for quarter. Breaking ball misses down low. Two balls and a strike. Hitter is hitting just 178 against the big lefty from Alabama. 2-1 pitch, and Clifford shoots it back to the netting behind home plate. And the count even, two balls and two strikes. He's a strike thrower with power stuff. At least that's the way it has played so far for Greg Ferone. 2-2 pitch, and Clifford shoots it through the left side. Great piece of hitting by Nolan Clifford, who is making the most of his opportunities. And that's something I've been impressed with, Nolan Clifford, the way he can consistently go that way. And if you're going to pitch him outside, he will take what is given. So a two-out base runner for the Grizzlies in the top of the second, trailing by one, Alan Espinal. Hitting 148, comes to the plate. He takes a fastball at 93 on the inside corner. Half of Allen's four hits came in the win on Wednesday night. Also had a sacrifice bunt that was huge. But for this Friday night crowd, they chose him to be the beer batter. And he takes another fastball on the inside corner. 0-2, so you're going to hear the crowd get a little bit louder. They got discounted beer last night. Clifford leads off first, two away here in the top of the second. The 0-2 pitch to Espinal, not even close, with a changeup that hung upstairs around his shoulders. One ball, two strikes. Solo homer by Lisbel Diaz in the bottom of the first, the difference in this game right now. 1-0 San Jose. Ferone's 1-2 pitch in the dirt on the changeup. Two balls and two strikes. Ferone hasn't had his pinpoint command so far tonight. And we'll see if the Grizzlies can capitalize on that. 2-2 pitch. Espinal pops it up on the infield. Hipwell in the first base coach's box. Now backing up and turns over his right shoulder to make the catch. And in the inning, leaning back, almost got away from him, but he does corral it for the final out of the inning. No runs, one hit for the Grizzlies. They leave one on. Same thing as the top of the first. To the bottom of the second, it's 1-0 San Jose. On the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. Star Wars Night is back at Chuck Chansey Park. Join the Fresno Grizzlies on Friday, May 9th for an unforgettable evening filled with costume characters, special Star Wars jerseys, and Friday night fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and the Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets are available now, but hurry, they won't be around for long. Secure your spot today at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. We'll see you on May 9th, and may the Force be with you.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the second inning at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. The Giants, the hosts, have taken the early lead on a Lisbel Diaz homer. And Diaz, who had been hitting fifth for the first three games of the series, bumped up to second because the Giants' usual number three hitter and the California League's leader in home runs and was RBIs coming into the series, Jacob Christian, was lifted late last night. Been told he is day-to-day, but that slid Diaz to the two spot, Dakota Jordan down to the three spot. The Giants do get Walker Martin back, the infielder, a second-round pick
fouls off the first pitch from Jackson Cox. A battle of second round picks. The Rockies 2023 second round, or excuse me, 2022 second round pick against the Giants 2023 second round pick. Fastball misses outside. They're going to appeal to Patrick McMorris, who says Martin did not swing. And it's one ball and one strike. Martin swings and drives one, a high fly ball into left center field. Hotvey and Reyes converging at the wall, and it leaves the yard. Walker Martin in his first at bat, activated from the injured list, goes deep, his first homer of the year. And it's two solo home runs for the Giants that have San Jose in front 2-0. That is a tough part of the yard. And that is the opposite power alley for Martin. But he looks okay, and it's a 2-0 San Jose lead. Fernando Gonzalez, one of last night's offensive heroes for the Giants, up to 235, hit his first homer, got his first RBI of the season. The solo shot in the eighth inning, 1-0 pitch. Cox misses down low. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 pitch. And this is popped up. Left side in foul territory. Espinal going up, right coming down in front of the Grizzlies dugout to make the catch. And that's the first out in the second. One out, one on, and the left-handed hitting Giancarlo Cio, the second baseman tonight. Played a little bit of shortstop this week. Watches a fastball poured in from Cox. It's 0-1. Giants, for the first time, getting away from the all-whites. They have black tops on today. A one pitch. Runs inside with a fastball. One ball, one strike. One pitch. Grounded through the left side. Clifford was playing up the middle. And that was a ground ball hit to the regular shortstop position that will get through for Cio. A one out base hit. Cio now 6 for 13 with that hit in this series. And now Robert Hipwell will come to the plate. Hitting 115 on the season. Watches a curveball down and in for ball one. One 0 pitch. There goes Cio, and fought off by Hipwell. Looked like maybe a hit and run as it's jammed into the hands of Hipwell, and he fought it back to the net. One out, one on. Cox will turn and throw, and Cio is out. A huge lead at first, and Cio was trying to touch the far corner and is picked off by Jackson Cox. I think if Cio had just gone straight into the bag, he went with his left arm, and Cio was trying to make the argument that Francisco Garcia didn't touch him, which is very possible. But he went around with the left arm, and it looked like Garcia got him in the chest. 2-1, bounce back to the mound. Cox has it, will race most of the way to first, flip over to Garcia, and in the inning. The solo homer by Walker Martin has extended San Jose's lead. It is 2-0 Giants. They get the one run on two hits. Nobody left on. Through two innings, Grizzlies in a two-run deficit at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate America's birthday with the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July celebration at Chuck Chancey Park. It's the hottest ticket in town, featuring baseball, food, family fun, and the largest fireworks show in the valley, presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com before they're gone. This event will sell out fast. And don't forget, if you can't make it on July 4th, don't worry. There's an encore fireworks show on July 5th. Make your Independence Day unforgettable, only in downtown Fresno.
Down 2-0 in the third inning. The Grizzlies will come to the plate with Francisco Garcia, Yaker Reyes, and Kelvin Hidalgo due up for Fresno. Greg Ferrone, two scoreless innings of work, has surrendered two hits and walked one. But Garcia to lead things off for Fresno, playing first base today, hitting 149 on the season. Garcia, then Reyes, and Hidalgo against the lefty Ferrone. Right-hand hitter Garcia pops up the first pitch. Third base side. Nope, it's behind the plate, and it's going to come halfway up the bleachers and land in the stands. Nice pocket of fans kind of wrapped around that one to get out of the way. So it's 0-1 to Garcia. 1-for-6 in this series. As DH'd, and he grounds one sharply to short. Walker Martin right there, gobbles it up and throws on to Hipwell for the out to start this third inning. One away in the top of the third. Grizzlies strikeout number was a little higher than it had been last night. They had about five games in a row where they had struck out less than 10 times in the game. As Reyes comes to the plate and watches a fastball high. He was showing bunt, but pulls it back at the last second on an 89-mile-an-hour fastball by Ferrone. But San Jose has been pitching to contact for the most part against the Grizzlies in this series. 1-0 pitch. Reyes bends out of the way of a high fastball that ran inside. Two balls, no strikes. Reyes earned a walk against Ferrone to start the game. It was erased on a fielder's choice. Big hack through a 90-mile-an-hour fastball up and in. And it's 2-1 to Reyes. Reyes didn't even get a chance to test Kavanaugh. It was Hidalgo behind him who tried to run on the San Jose catcher. 2-1 pitch fought back to the netting, and it's 2-2. And you know Fresno is expecting to have to manufacture its runs. 2-2 pitch. Pulled up the first baseline. And right over the bag, fielded by Hipwell, who scoops it and steps on first for the out. And there are two away to start the third before Kelvin Hidalgo will come to the plate. As hot as Hidalgo was at home, 10 hits and 24 at-bats. Still looking for his first hit in this series, and he has it. Shoots it through the right side, hunting a first-pitch fastball, and drives it into right field for a base hit. Right on cue, Kelvin Hidalgo gets the third two-out hit for Fresno already. All three hits for the Grizzlies have come with two outs and nobody on. Now to be Roynier Hernandez, who doubled down the left field line his first time up. Giants outfield shading Hernandez to go the other way again. First pitch from Ferrone is a fastball right on the outside black. Middle of his thighs, and it's 0-1. Hidalgo caught stealing back in the first inning. Much tighter towards first as a slider breaks away from Ferrone down and away. One ball, one strike. On the season, though, Hidalgo is 12 of 14 in stolen base attempts. But Kavanaugh has caught almost every runner that has tried to run in this series for the Grizzlies. Fouled back, and Ferrone ahead of Hernandez at 1-2. I think Yaker Reyes was the lone guy to get a steal on Wednesday night. In the fifth inning, he singled and stole second. But Kavanaugh has thrown out three other runners. 1-2 pitch. Grounded sharply to short. Martin ranging to his right. Snags it. Straightens up. Throws low. Picked by Hipwell to end the inning. Walker Martin having a strong start in his return to the Giants lineup. A couple of good defensive plays to go with his solo homer. And the Grizzlies have yet another two-out hit stranded in the third. To the bottom of the third inning, San Jose leading Fresno 2-0. New pitcher coming in for the Grizzlies on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Celebrate 10 delicious years of the Fresno Tacos on Friday, May 30th at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Enjoy incredible tacos from your favorite trucks. Plus, get a Fresno Tacos replica giveaway jersey and enjoy Friday night fireworks, both presented by Toyota. This fiesta is one you won't want to miss. So get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. And remember, tacos and baseball are always better in Fresno.
Bottom of the third inning at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. And the new pitcher for the Grizzlies will be Yansel Correa, 6'4", right-hander from Puerto Rico, 18th-round draft pick in 2023 by the Colorado Rockies. And you heard Jerry Sullivan in the pregame show talking about the opportunity that he has kind of converting from a previous role, and they want to see him stretch out into a starter-like role, but he's getting a lot of long relief appearances, backing up Jackson Cox, who went his scheduled two innings. The big takeaway for Cox tonight was no walks, as Correa will face 9-1-2 in the San Jose lineup, and Elian Rayo takes inside on the first pitch. It's 1-0. Two solo home runs surrendered by Cox, but it's just 2-0 San Jose. 1-0 pitch. That runs inside as Correa had it slip out of his hands. Rayo, a 172 hitter on the season. I'll get you Correa's numbers here as Frankie Gonzalez switches out baseballs. Correa making his fourth appearance of the year, 7 2/3 innings. He's given up 7 earned runs, struck out 8, walks 6. No record with an 8.22 ERA. 2-0 pitch to Rayo is grounded up the third baseline, snagged by Wright, who fires across the diamond with a perfect throw to retire Rayo and start the bottom of the third, out number 1 for Correa. So Jackson Cox, final line, 2 innings, 3 hits. Those were, 2 of them were home runs. And then the single by Cio that he later erased on the pickoff. 1 strikeout for Cox. He got Gutierrez, the first batter of the game.
And he will hit with one out, nobody on. Gutierrez watches a breaking ball outside from Yansel Correa. Right-hand pitcher against a left-hand hitter. Gutierrez has been a tough out in this series, and he's been in the middle of a lot for San Jose. 5-for-15 now after the strikeout in the first, and he watches outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Correa missed with a fastball. 2-0 pitch from Correa is on the outside corner. Another fastball, this one in 92. Middle of the zone height-wise, but right on the block. And it's 2 balls and a strike. Left-hand hitting Carlos Gutierrez. Correa kicks and delivers, and it's on the outside corner again. Another fastball, a little bit lower. But same paint from Correa, two really good pitches to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Correa's 2-2. Breaking ball lined over the head of Hernandez, who is backpedaling and tried to leap up to snag a looping line drive. That makes it into right field, and Gutierrez has a one-out single in the third. And the guy who started the offense for San Jose, Lisbel Diaz, will come to the plate. A solo homer that went out to straightaway right field. There goes the runner. Big hanging breaking ball. Espinal's throw is late. And Hernandez tagged Gutierrez on the feet while Gutierrez's hand was on the base. And so yet another steal for Carlos Gutierrez in this series. He did not have one last night, but he had one in the sixth inning, a controversial one in the Grizzlies' win on Wednesday. And he had a controversial one in the Giants' win on Tuesday. Both times the Grizzlies thought they had nabbed him, and he was ruled safe. 2 balls, no strikes to Diaz. First base open. Correa staring at Gutierrez, now delivers down low. 3 balls and no strikes. Dakota Jordan in the on-deck circle for the Giants, who lead 2-0 in the bottom of the third. Solo homers by Diaz, who's at the plate, and Walker Martin, who just returned from injury. 3-0 pitch from Correa is down and in, ball four. And that is kind of the one thing that, if I could have underlined in the pregame conversation with Jerry Sullivan, that is what the Grizzlies do not want. And on cue, Jerry Sullivan will come out of the dugout to talk to Correa. Our broadcast tonight brought to you by Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Come on up to Chukchansi Gold and join the ultimate party where the excitement never stops. For a day or an extended getaway, Chukchansi promises an unforgettable experience. Two solo home runs for San Jose. Lisbel Diaz in the first, Walker Martin in the second. But solo home runs is the silver lining for the Grizzlies tonight. As early on, first 10 games of the season, they didn't really allow many homers. Giants have hit a few in this series. Think about Gonzalez last night. As Dakota Jordan stands in, 2 on and 1 out, and Correa has a slider settle the bottom corner of the zone for strike one. Jordan lined out to Francisco Garcia at first, and Garcia playing pretty much exactly where he was the last time, breaking ball in the dirt. 1 ball and 1 strike. That at bat, though, was against Jackson Cox. And again, the big takeaway from that start tonight was he was much more aggressive in the zone, just surrendered a couple of solo homers. 1-1, Correa, long pause, and finally delivers right as the pitch clock was winding down, misses just below the zone to Jordan, 2-1. Correa trying to prevent Diaz and Gutierrez from getting a good jump. Now rips a fastball in the other batter's box. 3 balls and a strike. Drew Kavanaugh, plenty of power waiting on deck. And Dakota Jordan, powerful in his own right. Correa trying not to be too careful, but got a challenge. 3-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside black. Called strike. And the count is full, 3-2. Gutierrez singled with one out and then stole second. The walk to Diaz has runners on first and second with one away in the bottom of the third. Correa's payoff pitch popped up, and it will come back into the stands. Good crowd on hand tonight, all bundled up. And hoping that the rain clouds stay away. Rained about 3 hours before first pitch. About 30 to 45 minutes. They pulled the tarp. But this crowd expecting fireworks, so they came anyways. 3-2. Fastball missed in tight to Jordan. Ball four. Back-to-back walks have loaded the bases for Kavanaugh. And Kavanaugh, who is tied with teammate Jacob Christian and two players in the Stockton Ports, who the Grizzlies did not see display as much power in that season opening series, Miles Naylor and Pedro Pineda, they all have 4 home runs. But Kavanaugh has been hitting behind Christian, and so he hasn't had as many RBI opportunities. Breaking ball in the dirt, good block by Espinal. Kavanaugh hitting 4 points higher coming into the game. He did fly out to left field, so he's now a point behind Jacob Christian, who's not in the lineup tonight. 1-0 pitch. Catches the outer half for a strike, and it's 1-1. But Christian, 21 RBIs, Kavanaugh, 10, and that's just to say Christian has cleaned up a lot of those runs before Kavanaugh has come to the plate. Bases loaded here with one out, an opportunity for Kavanaugh to add to the lead, and he fans at a changeup. That was a great pitch from Yansel at the exact right time after a lot of those low fastballs. A changeup just dove from the same plane and fell off the table. 1-2 pitch. Correa delivers, and Kavanaugh lines it into left center field. This one tailing into the gap, and it's going to get down. Hotvey will pick it up. 2 runs are going to score. They will hold Jordan at third. And Drew Kavanaugh has doubled the San Jose lead here in the third. It's 4-0 Giants. San Jose has scored in each of its first 3 at-bats. And Kavanaugh coming up in an RBI situation. Drove that ball the opposite way. And his double has doubled San Jose's lead. 4-0 is Walker Martin, who hit a solo homer. Same part of the yard. Just hit it over the fence. Bounces one to first. High hop for Garcia, who fields the hop and then runs into the line. Martin stopped and started backing up, but Garcia will say, fine, now that gives me time to step on the base. And that is a needed and quick out for Yansel Correa. 2 outs and Fernando Gonzalez, the DH, will come to the plate. 4-0 San Jose, solo homers in the first and second, and then Kavanaugh's double in the bottom of the third.
Correa's first pitch is going to hit him right in the back. Gonzalez was hit last night in the middle. Well, I should say to begin San Jose's scoring inning in the fifth. It was scoreless when he was plunked to start that inning. So the second time in this series he's been hit by a pitch. And the bases are loaded again, this time for Giancarlo Cio. Cio laced a single through the left side, and the Grizzlies are employing the same shift that they did last time. First pitch is a fastball pumped in down the middle for strike one. Five hits tonight for San Jose. Three of them have been for extra bases. Two homers and a double. 0-1 pitch. Cio fouls it back. And Correa ahead. No balls, two strikes. The one out walk to Gutierrez, one out single by Gutierrez, then Diaz walked. Jordan walked to load the bases, and then Drew Kavanaugh doubled in both Gutierrez and Diaz. And then after Walker Martin grounded out to first, Fernando Gonzalez hit by a pitch to load the bases again for Cio. Two outs here in the third, the 0-2 pitch from Correa. Down and in with the changeup. And it's one ball and two strikes. So in this setup, Correa is the long man for the Grizzlies. They want to give him an opportunity to eat up some innings. His 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss, and Cio actually got a piece of it into the glove of Espinal, and that ends the inning. But eight guys come to the plate for San Jose, and the Drew Kavanaugh two-run double has doubled the Giants' lead. Through three, San Jose leads Fresno 4-0 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Celebrate 10 delicious years of the Fresno Tacos on Friday, May 30th at Chuck Chansey Park. Presented by Premier Valley Bank. Enjoy incredible tacos from your favorite trucks. Plus, get a Fresno Tacos replica giveaway jersey and enjoy Friday night fireworks. Both presented by Toyota. This fiesta is one you won't want to miss. So get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. And remember, tacos and baseball are always better in Fresno.
Fourth inning, and Fresno has been shut down again by a San Jose starter through the first three innings. Grizzlies didn't score until the ninth inning last night. They did score in the first on Wednesday night when they won. Kelvin Hidalgo was hit by a pitch. They used a lot of free passes in that one. And Tuesday they were shut out. So the early innings have been somewhat problematic against the San Jose starters that have been among the best, if not the best, in the California League. And Ferone back out there to start his fourth inning, facing Blake Wright, who would have started the scoring in the first inning. He swings and misses at a first pitch fastball. He drove a ball to the left center field gap, but Dakota Jordan made an outstanding diving catch. 0-1 pitch. Floats away. One ball, one strike. Jordan again playing to the right field side of the second base bag, and he's not just shaded that way. He's 30 feet that way. Right fighting off a fastball down and away. Falls behind the count 1-2. And that's where he was when Wright hit in the first inning with a runner on second. I mean, I bet Jordan ran 150 feet for that ball in left center and then dove and caught it right up against the warning track. The edge of the track, 1-2 from Ferone, and Wright lifts a looping liner into right field. Gutierrez charging in will easily make the catch. And that's the first out in the fourth. That area in left center has just not seemed to go the Grizzlies' way, and there's no explanation for it other than it's just where a lot of the Giants' big hits have gone out to left center, and they've made some outstanding defensive plays there. First pitch to Tommy Hopvey is bounced into the Grizzlies' dugout. Hits off the railing and deflects to Cesar Galvez in the third base coach's box. 0-1 to Hopvey. Ben from the right side. And he shoots one down the right field line, but it's going to fade towards the Giants bullpen in the right field corner, and it is quickly 0-2. Hopvey hit his third homer of the year Wednesday night from the right side. Big boost in that four-run seventh inning for the Grizzlies capped the big inning. 1-2. Called strike three. Changeup freezes Hopvey right at his knees over the middle of the plate. And Ferone, who had 20 strikeouts coming in to the day, actually 23, notches his first of the outing. Two outs and Felix Tena to the plate. Grounded out to first and takes a high fastball. The upper outside corner, 92 from Ferone, who's now starting to become unhittable. 0-1 pitch cued off the end of the bat. Soft grounder to second. Seal gloves, flips. It is in time. Sure looked like Tena made it close, but he is punched out to end the inning, and the Grizzlies go in order in the fourth. No runs, no hits. Nothing going for Fresno against Greg Ferone, his quickest inning. And the Grizzlies trailing 4-0 will head back to the field on the Fresno Grizzlies audio network.
Affordable family fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Did you know that a single gallon of used motor oil can pollute 1 million gallons of fresh drinking water? If you change your own oil, do your part to reduce oil pollution by recycling. Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Just take them to a certified collection center or use the City of Fresno's curbside collection program. Call 621-1452 to request free program containers. Get more information at fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111. That's 621-1111. Program funded by CalRecycle.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. It happens here.
San Jose has scored in each of its first three at-bats, and the Giants lead the Grizzlies 4-0 on a chilly Friday evening. Soggy as it rained for about an hour this afternoon, a little shy of an hour. But 55 degrees at first pitch, 6-mile-an-hour breeze blowing left to right. And a bundled-up crowd here in San Jose waiting for a post-game fireworks show. The offense with a little firepower in the first two innings. Solo homers by Diaz and Martin against Jackson Cox, and then a two-run double in the third by Drew Kavanaugh with the bases loaded. And given San Jose a 4-0 lead. Hipwell, Rayo, and Gutierrez, 8-9-1, due up against Yansel Correa. Back out there for his second inning of relief. And a first pitch fastball misses away, ball one. San Jose has been really tough at home, and they won their first seven games here at Excite Ballpark before the Grizzlies took one on Wednesday night. Correa misses away, two balls and no strikes. And that is part of the challenge in the North Division right now. Modesto leading. Stockton playing them right now. Fastball outside. It's 3-0. Grizzlies have a winning record against the Ports. They took two of the first three in the season opening series at Chuck Chancey Park. 3-0 pitch. Hipwell taking all the way. Watches four straight pitches outside to start this fourth. That is the third walk by Correa, who's also hit a batter upon coming in. And so you have Modesto, who is defending back-to-back Cal League titles. Stockton, who the Grizzlies know can really pitch. That was a pitching-dominated series. And then you have this San Jose team that has been really good at home. They did a rare six-game sweep of Visalia here to open up the season at Excite Ballpark. Ryo standing in for the second time. He's 0-for-1, grounded out to third, and watches Correa's 92-mile-an-hour fastball miss inside. 1-0. I don't see any activity, no throwing in the Grizzlies' bullpen, although I see some bodies moving around. 1-0 pitch. Falls off the plate inside. 2-0. Correa stays out of the stretch. Runner on first is Hipwell, the 2-0 breaking ball in the dirt. Three balls and no strikes. Seven straight balls to start this inning from Yansel Correa. And that was big momentum shift on Wednesday. Just a different tone in favor of the Grizzlies. The 3-0 is down low, ball four. Eight straight to start the inning. Two straight walks. Fourth walk of the outing for Correa. And now the top of the lineup for San Jose, trying to stretch out what is already a four-run lead for the Giants. Carlos Gutierrez, 1-for-2, struck out and singled. First pitch from Correa. Fastball, down low, 1-0. Giants hitters hadn't walked a ton coming into the game. Really, only the Grizzlies had walked less. The Inland Empire 66ers had also actually walked less, but four walks and a hit batter, and now 2-0 already to Gutierrez, who's probably waiting for Correa to throw a strike, and he does. 92 for the college strike, 2-1. But that walk total, especially per game, is going to be something that you can measure Fresno's improvement on. 2-1 pitch. Outside, three balls and a strike. That is certainly a core part of the organizational philosophy, is they want to be aggressive pitching. And that means forcing hitters to make contact. 3-1 on the outside corner. Gutierrez spun, assuming that that ball was outside. Looked like it nicked the black, and Frankie Gonzalez said it did. So it's full, 3-2. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth, 4-0 San Jose. Two guys on for the Giants. And the 3-2 wasn't close. Fastball ran outside. Three straight walks to start the inning in the fourth. And the bases are loaded for Lisbel Diaz. There is a lefty now throwing for Fresno, and Jerry Sullivan is going to give them time to continue to warm up. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Lisbel Diaz will hit with the bases loaded. Giants have already had three bases loaded opportunities this evening. Drew Kavanaugh doubled home two runs last inning. And then the bases were loaded again after Fernando Gonzalez was hit by a pitch. And Yantel Correa struck out Giancarlo Cio to end that threat. But nobody out here. Diaz, first pitch down and in from Correa. And it's ball one. Hipwell on third, Rio on second, Gutierrez on first. Gutierrez the fastest of them and the farthest to go to score. 1-0 pitch. Grounded to left side and through. A slow ground ball that's going to make it out into left field. Everybody up 90 feet as Hotvey's throw goes to third. Rio held at third. And it's an RBI hit for Diaz, who has two of those on the night. His second hit. Hipwell scores, Rio on third, Gutierrez on second, Diaz on first, and Dakota Jordan, who had the big hit last night, coming to the plate with nobody out, and it's a 5-0 San Jose lead. Correa's first pitch to Jordan, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Slider in a perfect spot down and in, and Jordan took a big swing out in front of it, 0-1. Grizzlies outfield is back. But Gutierrez runs well. Single to the outfield would probably score two. Swing and a miss over another slider from Correa. He's ahead 0-2. Giants have scored in each of their first four at-bats, and there is nobody out here in the fourth inning. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Good block by Espinal. And this has been part of the cohesive thing for the Grizzlies when they've gotten down in a hole like this. The offense has not put together many big innings. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball lined into center field. Sends Reyes back. Sprinting back. Reaching up. Makes the catch and will run onto the track, fires it in. Rio tags and will score. It's a sacrifice fly for Dakota Jordan. Gutierrez advances to third. And Diaz stays put at first, but it is 6-0 San Jose. And a hard hit ball by Dakota Jordan. Yet another hard hit ball by the Giants center fielder. The first out in the inning, and San Jose has another crooked number. Two runs for the second consecutive inning, but they're still going. First and third, one out. Drew Kavanaugh doubled in two runs with the bases loaded his last time up. Correa's first pitch fastball, too far outside, and 91, ball one. Gutierrez off third, Diaz off first, inching his way towards second. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball. Too far inside. Right near the bottom of the zone. But down 2-0 to Kavanaugh. Pitch. Too far outside again with the fastball. Correa's command has just been off tonight. 3-0. He's walked five. He's hit another. And he's fallen behind. 3-0 pitch. Kavanaugh laces it into left field. Hotvey coming towards the line to his right will make the catch. Gutierrez is going to tag and score. Throw comes into Blake Wright. And another sacrifice fly, the second of the inning. Extends San Jose's lead to 7-0. This one escalating in the wrong direction for Fresno. It is 7-0. Giants scored one in each of the first and second innings on solo home runs. And then the Giants have strung together innings, a two-run double by Kavanaugh in the third, an RBI single by Diaz here in the fourth, and then sacrifice flies from Jordan and Kavanaugh have knocked Yansel Correa out of this ballgame. Left-hander coming in for the Grizzlies, down 7-0 in the bottom of the fourth. We'll tell you about the new arm on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Oh, no, the PTA, they've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid, get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning judgy glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget, your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Everett Catlett will come on for the Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Catlett already the third different pitcher for Fresno here in this ballgame. And he's going to face the lefty, Walker Martin, who homered back in the second. Runner on, two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Catlett's first pitch in there for a strike. Catlett making his seventh appearance of the season. Joins a group of five other Grizzlies relievers who lead the California League. They're all the top six in terms of appearances. Blasic and Luke Jewett have each worked eight games. Justin Lohr, Tyler Hampu, and Fidel Ulloa, along with Catlett now, have appeared in seven apiece. Catlett pumps in a strike, so he's ahead of Walker Martin, 1-2. Three runs across in this inning as the Giants capitalize on three walks to start the frame. 1-2. Catlett deals, and it's fouled off the foot of Martin in the box. Count stays, one ball, two strikes. And so you look at the two innings that Jackson Cox threw, and then the inning in two-thirds that Yansel Correa threw, and pretty simple explanations on both. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, doesn't quite come back on the inner part of the plate, so it's two balls and two strikes. Cox, two solo homers, but the command was there. Correa gave up one big hit to Kavanaugh, but it was the walks that got him in trouble that made that hurt. 2-2 pitch, fouled back to the netty. It started pretty simply, the Gutierrez single, then Diaz and Jordan both walked back in the third. That was all with one out, then Drew Kavanaugh, the two-run double. But three walks to start the fourth just have opened this game up. 2-2 pitch, line to second, over the leaping Hernandez into right field. Tena gets it in quickly, but up to second is Diaz, who stops there. And a good piece of two-strike hitting by Walker Martin, who's now 2-for-3 tonight. So I told you that Catlett has been used a lot. He did throw in the series opener on Tuesday, went an inning and a third, two hits, two walks, but he struck out two, and he's had multiple strikeouts in every outing that he has had over his last five appearances. Right-hand hitter Fernando Gonzalez, who is 0-for-1, swings through a high fastball, high changeup, rather. It's 0-1. Two on, two out. The bottom of the fourth, three runs across for the Giants in this inning. They lead 7-0. 0-1 pitch from Catlett. Inside, and that crossed up Espinal. Kicks off his glove, will go to the backstop, and to second and third go the runners. They're going to call it a pass ball on Alan Espinal. So now two more runners in scoring position for the Giants. The 1-1 pitch. It's bounced up the third baseline, foul right in between Edwin Villegas, the Giants manager and third base coach, and the base runner, Lisbel Diaz. Giants first base coach, Nate Keevy, their fundamentals coach. 1-2 from Catlett, and it's tipped off of the hand of Alan Espinal, the bare hand, not the glove. And it was hanging off to the right side, so it's still 1-2. Catlett from the belt. 1-2, breaking ball, freezes Gonzalez, and that ends the inning. Right over the outside corner, the slider at 79 puts an end to it. But for the second time in as many innings, the Giants send eight guys to the plate. This time they score three runs, benefiting from three walks. They only had two hits, and they were both singles. They will leave two on. But after four, the Grizzlies are now down 7-0. On the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Affordable family fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Did you know that a single gallon of used motor oil can pollute 1 million gallons of fresh drinking water? If you change your own oil, do your part to reduce oil pollution by recycling. Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Just take them to a certified collection center or use the City of Fresno's curbside collection program. Call 621-1452 to request free program containers. Get more information at fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111. That's 621-1111. Program funded by Cal Recycle.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. It happens here.
Down 7-0, the Fresno Grizzlies come to the plate in the top of the fifth inning. Fourth game of a six-game series between the Grizzlies and the Giants. Fresno did hand San Jose its first home loss of the season on Wednesday. But the offense has scored just one run over the last 13 innings. As Nolan Clifford, Alan Espinal, and Francisco Garcia do up against Greg Ferrone. First pitch strike on the very, very edge of the black on a slider. Lefty-lefty matchup. Clifford singled through the left side his first time up in a two-strike count. Watches a fastball outside. That was pretty similar location, just was directly to it. Didn't have the break that got the call the first time. 1-1 to Clifford in the dirt. Back to the slider from Ferrone. It's two balls and a strike. Giants got solo homers in each of the first and second innings. Double by Kavanaugh in the third with the bases loaded. Made it a two-run frame. Fastball across to even the count to Clifford. Two balls and two strikes. And then three walks in the fourth set up the Giants. A couple of sack flies to get some runs home. 2-2. Slow bouncer towards second. CO charging. Gloves it. Drops it. And Clifford beats it out. That was going to be a real tough play for Giancarlo CO. We'll see how it gets scored. Even if CO had fielded it cleanly and made the transfer, I don't think he was going to get Nolan Clifford, who was moving up the line pretty well. It will be ruled a hit. And Clifford is 2-for-2. So the leadoff man aboard for just the second time tonight for Fresno. Now Alan Espinal to the plate against Ferrone, who starts him off with a slider on the inside corner for a strike. Espinal popped out to the first baseman Hipwell, his first time up. Clifford leading off first. Ferrone's pitch, a fastball that gets Espinal to swing and miss. 0-2. To Espinal. Ferrone gets a swing and a miss at a fastball. And Espinal strikes out for the first out in the fifth. The extra cheer is because Espinal designated tonight's beer batter, and so there's discounted beer for the fans who are waiting for the fireworks show after. And they are pumped up. Francisco Garcia's 0-for-1. Fouls off the first pitch. A one pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Good take by Garcia. One ball, one strike. Down 7-0 here in the top of the fifth. Fastball on the inside corner. Called strike 1-2. Clifford, the infield hit to start this inning, and then the strikeout of Espinal. So one out, one on. 1-2 from Ferrone is lined into right field. A looping liner is going to hang up for Gutierrez. Sprinting towards the line. Reaches up and makes a catch. And Gutierrez retires Garcia for the second out in the fifth. Back to the top of the lineup for Fresno. Yaker Reyes, 0-for-1 with a walk. Will hit with two outs and a guy on first base. First pitch to him. Fastball swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Clifford, normal lead at first, not going anywhere. And the slider breaks away from Reyes, draws the swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. And Reyes fights off a fastball at 93 miles an hour to stay alive. 7-0 San Jose. Their offense has just been constant. And over the last two innings, taking advantage of some walks from the Grizzlies pitching staff. Ferrone, a fastball tipped into the glove of Kavanaugh. And Ferrone has his third strikeout, second of the inning. And after the leadoff single, Greg Ferrone allows nothing. No runs, one hit, and one left on. Grizzlies have four hits, but they've left each of them stranded through the first four and a half innings, their first five at-bats. To the bottom of the fifth, it's San Jose 7, Fresno 0. This is the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
I can't do it anymore. Another touch base, another pivot, another sync with Gary. What does that even mean? I'm escaping in my 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Multi-terrain select, four-wheel drive, 326 net horsepower, so I can drive far, far from Gary. Goodbye, inbox. Hello, great outdoors. I'm making eye contact with a deer right now. We get each other. Thank you, 4Runner. I live here now. Toyota, let's go places.
One of the most affordable tickets in all of professional sports is right here at Chukchansey Park. Single-game tickets start at only $8. You can skip the lines and buy online at FresnoGrizzlies.com. From the Kodiak Club to right behind home plate, your favorite seat is just a click away. Don't forget to check out FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers for great deals. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Bottom of the fifth inning at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Giants who have beaten the Grizzlies in two of the first three games of this series lead this one 7-0, and they'll come to the plate having scored in every inning. Giancarlo Cio, Robert Hipwell, and Elian Rayo. Bunch of lefties at the bottom of the order lined up against Catwell. Cio, first pitch swinging, and it's a slow tapper to Catlett, who jumps off the mound. Fields spins to first and retires Cio for the first out, and that is music to Grizzlies fans' ears. One pitch, one out. And it's the first time since the third, so three of the five innings, I should say, Grizzlies have gotten the leadoff man out, as Catlett misses up and into Hipwell, who walked to start last inning. Giants have sent eight guys to the plate in each of the last two innings. 1-0, fastball outside. Two balls and no strikes. So the final line for Yansel Correa, who Everett Catlett took over for in the fourth, got that final out. The 2-0 pitch to Hipwell is a fastball right down the middle. And it's 2-1. Correa, an inning and two-thirds. He gave up five runs, all earned. Walked five, hit one, and gave up three hits. Hipwell serves it out into left field, a looping liner that will drop off the end of the bat in front of Tommy Hopvey. And a one-out knock for Hipwell, who's now 1-for-2 tonight. Now Elian Rayo, right-hand hitter, also walked. And you can't play the woulda, coulda, shoulda game, but I think that there are things that you circle for the Grizzlies coaching staff in terms of the walks tonight, as Rayo swinging at the first pitch, pops it up first base side. Garcia started in. Now the ball drifted back and drops in foul territory. Garcia raced over behind the San Jose dugout and got on the dirt, and that ball ended up landing on the grass, the thin strip of grass that runs from next to home plate down into the right field corner. 0-1 to Rayo. Catlett bends in a slider at 81 to get ahead 0-2. But the walks have been the constant thing that the Grizzlies have talked about. If they can eliminate those, they feel really good about where the stuff is at. That is a command thing. And when you're talking about walks, that also means you're probably falling behind hitters quite a bit. 0-2 to Ryo. Catlett with a slider that's fought back, and Ryo able to stay alive. The stuff is there, the ability to get out of jams is there, but just too many base runners in large part because the command hasn't been there consistently enough. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and Catlett blows it by Ryo, his second strikeout in an inning of work thus far. Sprinkled in a couple of hits. It's gone hit, strikeout, out, single, strikeout since Catlett came on with two outs in the fourth. Now back to the top of the lineup, Carlos Gutierrez, yet another lefty. He takes a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Gutierrez has scored twice. Single, walk, a stolen base. One for two officially. A one. Served into center field. That's going to drop in front of Reyes. And it's a two-out knock for Gutierrez. His second hit. Just off the end of the bat again. Catlett has not surrendered hard hit balls. But now he'll face Lisbel Diaz, who has driven in a couple of runs tonight, including a solo homer in the first that got San Jose's scoring started. 7-0 San Jose. They scored in each of their first four at-bats, and with two outs in the fifth, Catlett trying to stop that streak there. First pitch to Diaz. Big swing and a miss, and he was looking for homer number two right over the top of a changeup, and it's 0-1. Nine hits tonight for the Giants. This is a third different Grizzlies pitcher. 0-1 from Catlett. Down and in. One ball, one strike. No doubt about it tonight, San Jose has played as good as they have all series in front of a big crowd. Ball in the dirt. Espinal blocked it. Now the runner's going to second. A late jump, and the throw is on the money to Hernandez. And the Grizzlies finally catch Carlos Gutierrez stealing. Robert Hipwell had a great read and took off for third. He won't get a stolen base because Carlos Gutierrez got an extremely late jump. And Espinal cuts down Gutierrez. So that is the inning, and for the first time tonight, San Jose does not score. New pitcher coming in for San Jose, Greg Ferrone, went five scoreless. And now the Giants bullpen are going to try and hold off the Grizzlies. It's 7-0 Giants on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
There is no better way to support the Fresno Grizzlies than to wear the bear. Get official Grizzlies merchandise in the Grizzlies team store. It's the best place to grab all of the alternative identities like the Tacos, Lowriders, Tigers, and Growers. And new Grizzlies gear will be added before every homestand this season, along with exclusive theme night merchandise. Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Want to start saving more on your groceries? Sign up for the Save Mart Rewards program. Save Mart Rewards is free, and it only takes seconds to start taking advantage of the benefits. You'll get special offers, digital coupons, and earn points every time you shop. Then you can turn those points into dollars off at the register. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Ryan Slater will be the new arm for San Jose. Takes over in the top of the sixth after Greg Ferrone threw five scoreless innings. Nice, tidy outing. Worked around four hits and a walk, but he struck out three. And now we'll turn things over to Ryan Slater, the right-hander facing Kelvin Hidalgo, Roynir Hernandez, and Blake Wright. Hidalgo, 1-for-2. Got a single his last time up, and is quickly down to 0-2 as Slater pounding the zone. 18th round pick last year out of the University of Florida. Teammates as a Gator with Fisher Jameson of the Grizzlies. Fastball outside from Slater. 1-2. 22-year-old. Like Jameson, did not pitch last fall, so making his professional debut this year. And Slater is 1-1 with a 1.5 ERA. He's only allowed one earned run in 6 innings. Struck out 3, but he hasn't walked anybody, so the Grizzlies need to be aggressive against him. 1-2 pitch, and Hidalgo fights it off. Still 1-2. 7-0 San Jose. We're in the top of the 6th inning. Giants with runs in the first 4 innings. Homers in the 1st and 2nd. 2 in the 3rd and 3 in the 4th. Hidalgo looping liner into shallow center field. It skips away from Walker Martin. I believe that's going to be a hit. We'll wait. Might have bounced off the plate and then took a big hop right around Martin. It will be a hit. 5th hit of the game for the Grizzlies. And so Hidalgo with a couple of singles tonight. And after he left the game last night, we're unsure of his status, but he has come back and picked up a couple of hits. Now Roynir Hernandez. Grizzlies glad that he's back in the lineup. Doubled in his first at bat. Now takes a strike from Slater. It's 0-1. Nobody out in the top of the 6th. Down 7. Grizzlies have a man on against Ryan Slater. Changeup misses down and away. 1-1 to Hernandez. Roynir collided with the base runner when he was covering first base on a bunt on Sunday. 1-1 is fought off out of play, and it's 1-2. And so it's just another bat that Fresno is happy to have back in the lineup. Having gone the first 3 games of this series without their regular second baseman. Now, Luis Mendez did a great job in his place. Hits in each of the last 2 games. Right in the middle of the rally on Wednesday in the 7th. 1-2 from Slater. Hernandez watches a fastball right down the middle. Called strike 3. So Hernandez was obviously looking for an off-speed pitch. Maybe knee cap height towards the bottom of the zone, but it was over the center of the plate. Now Blake Wright swinging at a first pitch cutter. It's 0-1. Wright tagged one into left center that Dakota Jordan made a great play on. And then he flew out to right field. The ball that Carlos Gutierrez cruised into. 0-1 pitch from Slater. Wright pops this one up into center field. Dakota Jordan in straightaway center moved back to his right and makes a catch. And that one just hung up. I've always felt like, especially at night, this park is hard to get a ball out of. And a cool evening like this, I think it speaks to some of the power and some of the balls that have been hit. Hotvey hit one left-handed last night that would be out in any yard, just a line drive straight up off of the scoreboard. 2 outs. And back to the left side, watches a fastball in the inside corner for a called strike. So after the leadoff single, Ryan Slater has settled in, a strikeout and a flyout, and Hidalgo still on first with 2 outs in the 6th. The 0-1 to Hotvey floats outside. One ball and one strike. Long pies from Slater. Now the 1-1. Catches the knees with the fastball. He's kind of just staying over the middle of the plate. Ryan Slater coming right at the Grizzlies. Mixing fastball, changeup, and then letting the cutter run laterally. 1-2 pitch to Hotvey. In the dirt, it's going to kick away from Kavanaugh. Up to second goes Hidalgo on what will surely be a wild pitch. This is the first time since the first inning that Fresno has had a runner in scoring position. But for the second time tonight, it comes with two outs. 2-2 to Hotvey. Down 7 in the top of the 6th. Slater kicks and deals, and it is down and in with a changeup. And it's 3-2. Slater, the lone pitcher for the Giants, who is yet to issue a walk this year. This being his fifth outing. Payoff pitch to Hotvey. Lined up the middle. And Slater bends down and catches it before it hits the mound. So the Grizzlies get a hit, but they will leave the runners stranded. And as we head to the bottom of the 6th, it is 7-0 San Jose on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
The 2025 Fresno Grizzlies season is underway, and the best way to get a behind-the-scenes look at the club is to go in the den with the Fresno Grizzlies every Monday afternoon at 4:30 on the KC24 CBS 47 Plus app. Exclusive interviews, first looks, and special highlights take you beyond the field. In the Den with the Fresno Grizzlies, a new episode drops every Monday. Thanks to our friends at KC24 and CBS 47.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the 6th, and San Jose leads Fresno 7-0. Excite Ballpark in San Jose, game 4 of a 6-game series. The Giants trying to assure themselves of at least a split before Saturday and Sunday. We'll be back here tomorrow night, 5 o'clock start time. So we'll go 4:45 on the pregame show. And then the series wraps up Sunday with a 1 o'clock first pitch. Everett Catlett back out there facing Diaz, Jordan, and Kavanaugh. 2-3-4 for the Giants. And a first pitch slider into Diaz, who was left at the plate when Carlos Gutierrez was thrown out trying to go to second. It would have been a wild pitch, but Alan Espinal threw out the trail runner. Bouncing ball up the middle and past both Catlett and Hernandez. It squeaks through into center. Third hit for Lismel Diaz. He's been on base 4 times tonight. And the Giants have their 10th hit of the evening. San Jose hasn't had up and down offense. I mean, they haven't hit up and down the lineup all year. The first pitch is high for ball 1 to Dakota Jordan. Sacrifice fly his last time up, 0-1 officially. Giants came in hitting just 241. Catlett misses. Apparently just a little high, even though that was right over the plate. Looked like it was at the belt of Jordan. Calling the ball, 2-0. Catlett delivers. Swing and a miss at a changeup. It's 2-1. Giants had double digits in hits in each of the first two nights of this series. This is the ninth game. Bouncing ball up the third baseline off the bat of Jordan. Rolls foul as Blake Wright fielded it in the third base coach's box. But multiple home runs for just the fourth time in the season for San Jose. And it happened in the first two innings. Solo homers by Lisbel Diaz and Walker Martin against Jackson Cox, the Fresno starter tonight. Both solo home runs. 2-2 to Jordan. Catlett delivers, and it's bounced towards second. Hernandez will get a hop and has to get rid of it quickly to get Jordan at first. No chance to do anything else as Lisbel Diaz let that ball go in front of him, but made it close. So Jordan the first out in the sixth, and Drew Kavanaugh is coming to the plate. Three RBI tonight, a sack fly his last time up, a double in the third that scored two. One out and a runner on second here in the bottom of the sixth. 7-0 San Jose lead as Catlett's slider bends in for strike one. Diaz leads off second, singled and moved over on the ground out. The 0-1 pitch, slider in the dirt, Espinal blocks. One ball, one strike. There was a point in the Lake Elsinore series at home last week where the Grizzlies fell behind back-to-back nights early and just never could get the offense going to try and recover some of those runs. 1-1 pitch in tight with a fastball. Two balls and a strike to Kavanaugh. And tonight, San Jose has looked as potent as it has all year offensively. And they're missing one of their big boppers. 2-1 pitch. Upstairs, three balls and a strike. But I'll tell you, Lisbel Diaz has been amongst the most pesky hitters for Fresno this year. He has just consistently been on base. 3-1. Fastball up and out, and Kavanaugh draws the walk. So two on and one out. And Walker Martin coming to the plate. Catlett first faced Martin, who singled on a good two-strike piece of hitting. Jerry Sullivan is going to come out and talk to Everett Catlett. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishings solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. Express Furniture Rental is your one-stop shop. Check them out online at efrental.com. A whole infield congress at the mound talking to Everett Catlett. Left-hander issuing his first walk of the night. And that has been something he's been working on, command. Walking each of his last six outings. He's facing Martin here. Two on and one out. And a slider misses away. Ball one. Giants scored runs in each of the first four innings. Catlett held him scoreless in the fifth. He has worked an inning in two-thirds so far. And out here in the sixth, he got one out to end the fourth. 1-0 pitch. Martin bounces it to first. Garcia waiting back, gets a high hop, turns and throws the second really late. Not going to get... Oh, they'll get Martin, who didn't even run out of the box. And Edwin Villegas is trying to say that that ball hit Martin. That's why he didn't run. And so Frankie Gonzalez and Patrick McMorris are going to converge. This would potentially put the runners back. Neither of them saw the ball hit Martin's foot, and so he's going to be out. That is the weirdest 3-6-3 single out you're going to see. Kind of looked like it hit the inside of his foot. He never ran. But if it did hit his foot, it hit the inside of his cleat. So Villegas and Martin still saying that definitely hit the foot. That was tough to see live. And I think my first reaction was Martin, who's just activated from the injured list, was hurt again. Two outs, and Fernando Gonzalez will hit with runners on second and third. Catlett bends in a slider for strike one. I'm thinking the Grizzlies caught a little bit of a break. But I think of all the close plays that teams have protested this weekend, that would have been the toughest to see. Gonzalez takes down for ball one. One ball, one strike. 0 for 2, hit by a pitch as well. Facing Catlett for the second time. Struck out looking the first meeting between these two. Catlett spikes a changeup in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. To one, roped into the left field corner, and that's going to score two. Giants will stretch their lead to 9-0, and Fernando Gonzalez continuing to hit in this series as a two-out, two-run double. Ball that was probably way too good for the count. And Gonzalez makes Catlett pay. And he will usher in a new pitcher for Fresno. 9-0 San Jose, bottom of the sixth. Tell you about the new arm when we come back on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Are you looking for fresh, delicious seafood in Fresno? California Fish Grill offers a wide variety of sustainably sourced fish, including salmon, tilapia, halibut, shrimp, and crab. Their menu features grilled, fried, and blackened options, so there's something for every seafood lover. With a casual, family-friendly atmosphere, California Fish Grill is the perfect spot to enjoy a tasty meal. Stop by today and experience the delicious flavors of the coast right here in Fresno, and don't forget to tell them the Grizzlies sent you.
Right-hander Luke Thalen will be the fourth pitcher of the game for Fresno. Down 9-0 in the bottom of the sixth with one out. Everett Catlett, two innings of work, finally seeded a couple of runs on the double. You can't close the line on him yet, but five hits, a walk, and two strikeouts for the lefty Catlett. And now Thalen in, who worked two scoreless innings in his professional debut on Tuesday. Struck out one, didn't walk anybody. And so Thalen, the 15th round draft pick out of Western Michigan last year by the Colorado Rockies, 22 years old, 6'5", 210 pounds, will come in, and he's got a couple of lefties to deal with. But two outs and a runner on second, so could just need to face the one in this inning. It's Cio And then Hipwell was the other one I was alluding to that's on deck. Crowd's going to stick around tonight no matter what the score is because they were promised fireworks after the game. Bundled up on a chilly Bay Area Friday night here towards the end of April. Giancarlo Cio, 1-for-3, stands in and swings at the first pitch, drives it into left center field. Hopvi racing into the gap, not going to get there. It bounces up against the wall, and Hopvi will throw it in after a double by Cio makes it 10-0 San Jose. Now you can close the book on Catlett. 2 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, all earned, struck out 2 and walked 1. Gonzalez, the RBI double. Now Cio makes it back-to-back as Thalen will now face another lefty in Robert Hipwell. 1-for-2. Walked and scored a run to start the fourth inning. Hipwell singled last inning. He takes a strike on the outside corner from Thalen. It's 0-1. In this series, Hipwell has been fairly quiet. And he takes down and away on a changeup. 1-ball, 1-strike. Now just 2-for-9 so far in the series. Average at 130. The 1-1 pitch. Fought off the hands. 92. Fouled straight back. A lot of guys who've swung it really well, starting with Lisbel Diaz. And Giancarlo Cio has been right there. Fernando Gonzalez and Carlos Gutierrez as well for San Jose. The 1-2 pitch is a fastball too high, 95 from Thalen. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giants got the lead early. Solo homers in the first and second innings. 2 runs in the 3rd, 3 runs in the 4th, and 3 here in the 6th. 2-2 pitch. Hipwell bounces it to first. High hop for Garcia, who will field and step on the base to end the inning. 2 more runs, 3 more runs for San Jose. Just told you that. And the Giants lead the Grizzlies 10-0 as we have completed 6 innings on this chilly Friday night in the Bay Area on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. Star Wars Night is back at Chukchansey Park. Join the Fresno Grizzlies on Friday, May 9th for an unforgettable evening filled with costume characters, special Star Wars jerseys, and Friday night fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and the Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets are available now, but hurry, they won't be around for long. Secure your spot today at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chukchansey Park ticket office. We'll see you on May 9th, and may the Force be with you.
Ryan Slater will start his second inning of relief for the Giants as the San Jose advantage has ballooned to 10-0. 3 runs in the 4th and the 6th took a game that felt like it was still close at 4-0 and have the Grizzlies on the wrong side of a double-digit deficit. Tenna, Clifford, and Espinal do up against Slater in the 7th. Tenna swings and misses. 0-for-2 tonight. And just a tough start. Those ones have been hard on Fresno. Tenna fighting back a fastball. Is behind 0-2 to Slater. when the Grizzlies have not scored first, it has been an uphill climb. 0-2 pitch. Tena fights it off. And that has seemed to trigger complete breakdown at times. Defense tonight has held up, though. And Tena didn't dig in time. He's going to be called for a pitch clock violation for strike three. So Slater will get his second strikeout. He only had to throw a couple of pitches to Tena. So one out, and Nolan Clifford, who has two of the five Grizzlies hits tonight, will come to the plate and fight off the first pitch foul. It's 0-1. A 1 pitch. Clifford down the third baseline, fouling out of play. Swing and a miss, and Slater gets Clifford to climb the ladder for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the seventh. Part of the problem we talked about, Grizzlies falling behind, they've not scored many early runs this year. A lot of the bulk of their 77 runs have come between the sixth and eighth innings. It was the only innings in which they have put up double digits, which you think about it, is still a little bit less than a run a game. Espinal coming in 0 for 2. Slater gets a swing and a miss at a slider. No balls in, two strikes. Just looking for opportunities to get the offense going. 0-2 pitch. Slider, swing and a miss. Strike three. Slater strikes out the side in the seventh. And San Jose's pitching staff really buckling down on the Grizzlies. Nothing going in the inning. Time to stretch at Excite Ballpark, where the home crowds have been delighted by San Jose's 10-0 lead. To the bottom of the seventh, 10-0 San Jose on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Celebrate America's birthday with the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July celebration at Chuck Chancey Park. It's the hottest ticket in town, featuring baseball, food, family fun, and the largest fireworks show in the valley, presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com before they're gone. This event will sell out fast. And don't forget, if you can't make it on July 4th, don't worry. There's an encore fireworks show on July 5th. Make your Independence Day unforgettable. Only in downtown Fresno.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the seventh at Excite Ballpark, where it has been the home crowd that has been excited, up 10-0. But pulling away from the Grizzlies, so Fresno's going to make a defensive change as Clayton Gray will come in and play center field for Yaker Reyes, and it is a straight change, so Gray will be due up second next inning and batting in the leadoff spot for the Grizzlies. Ryo Gutierrez and Lispel Diaz, 9-1 and 2 against Luke Thalen. Gave up a double but got out of that sixth inning, and Ryo swinging at the first pitch, takes a fastball out into center field and through a lawnmower, grass cutter, right off the top of the infield. And Clifford playing for Ryo DePaul. And no shot at that one, hit maybe 10 feet to the left of the second base bank. Now Carlos Gutierrez, who is 2-for-3 tonight. Takes a breaking ball in the dirt. Espinal kept it at his feet. And it's ball one, nowhere for Ryo to go. That was the first hit of the night for Elian Ryo. Giants have 13 of them tonight at his base hits. Swing and miss. Gutierrez chasing a high fastball. One ball, one strike. Left-hand hitter Gutierrez with man on, nobody out. Ball in the dirt from Thalen. Another block by Espinal. Two balls and a strike. Fourth game of this 12-game road trip. And the Grizzlies will be back at home on May 6th to take on the division leaders. Thalen waited too long. That is a pitch clock violation, and it's 3-1 to Gutierrez. Pitch. Gutierrez hammers it into right center field. It drops and rolls up against the wall. Gray will dig it out. Ryo's being waved around. Gutierrez going to third. Ryo scores. Gutierrez lost the helmet, but stands up easily with his third hit of the game and a triple to make it 11-0 San Jose. And the Giants have tied their season high for hits in a game with 14. They set that mark in their win here on Tuesday against the Grizzlies. RBI triple for Gutierrez. A run in, nobody out. Now Lisbel Diaz to the plate. And he rips it through the left side. A sinking liner into left field in front of Hotvey. And there is a season high in hits for the Giants. Three straight hits to start this inning against Luke Thalen, and the Giants have opened it up to 12-0. Fastball to Jordan in there for a strike. Giants, who had dropped the first three games of the year, the North Division Modesto Nuts, I believe they're going back there next week. They ripped off six wins in a row against Visalia. Thalen's slider down and away. One ball, one strike to Dakota Jordan. And their first win of the year is their largest margin of victory so far this year. It was 11-1 when they beat Visalia here on April 8th. Now lead by 12. Jordan swings and misses at a fastball, and it's 1-2. They've scored in every at-bat except the fifth inning. Every turn at the plate, Giants offense has been pouring it on. 1-2 pitch. Tipped into the glove of Espinal. Thalen got it by him in 91 for his second professional strikeout. First out here in the bottom of the seventh, and now Drew Kavanaugh is coming to the plate. Giants have had some lopsided victories. They won that next night on April 9th by 8. And then their first win at Rancho after they had dropped the first two was another one of those exhorts of frustration. They won 13-6. 1-0 pitch to Kavanaugh outside from Thalen. 2 balls, no strikes. And then, of course, the Tuesday win over Fresno to start this series. Kavanaugh fights back a slider. No, that was pretty straight. 89 from Thalen, who's been up in the low 90s. And it's 2 balls and a strike. Grizzlies haven't let a ton get away. Slider that time hangs up and away. And it's 3 balls and a strike to Kavanaugh. They did have the one a week ago tonight, in which Lake Elsinore busted out. They had the early grand slam, and they beat the Grizzlies 19-6. Fastball runs inside, ball four, and Kavanaugh draws a walk, and there's two on and one out for Walker Martin. But Fresno hasn't had any one-run losses. In fact, there's not been a ton of save situations in the games that they have lost. Walker Martin catches on the outside corner for a strike. It haven't all been like this in the 10 losses. Oh, and one to Martin, who's 2-for-4 tonight, and his return to the lineup, swing and a miss. And it's 0-2, but you can tell Walker Martin seeing it well. The two outs he made, one was a hard ground ball to Francisco Garcia at first, and then the other one, he was sure hit his foot in the box. 0-2 pitch from Thalen. Just misses the zone, both up and out. Right at the corner of the zone away. 1-2. Thalen delivers, and it skips past Martin and will go to the backstop. Diaz up to third, Kavanaugh to second. And the wild pitch from Thalen. Two-two pitch. Breaking ball. Doesn't get the call. That was another one on the outside corner that just up, or maybe right at the belt and just out. Either way, neither of those have gotten the strike call for Thalen against Martin. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, and the fastball does it for strike three. Second strikeout for Thalen. And there are two outs and two on for Fernando Gonzalez. 12-0 San Jose. Here in the bottom of the seventh. A run in the first, a run in the second. Two in the third, three in the fourth, three in the sixth, and two in the seventh. Breaking ball in the dirt. And Espinal with the block. Gonzalez 1-for-3 tonight. And in fact, the San Jose lineup, the only guy without a hit, although he does have an RBI, is last night's hero, Dakota Jordan. The 1-0 pitch, high and tight to Gonzalez, 2 balls, no strikes. Everybody has been on base, though. 7 walks by Grizzlies pitching tonight. I believe one hit batter as well, and that was Gonzalez. Breaking ball outside, 3 balls, no strikes. There's somebody warming up for Fresno in the bullpen. 3-0 pitch. Thalen misses outside, ball four. So bases are loaded. I think this is the fourth time tonight. San Jose has loaded the bases. They did it in the third. They did it in the fourth. We did it twice in the third as Jerry Sullivan's coming out by some time for the bullpen. Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious one- and two-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at Le Provence, LeProvenceApts.com. Come discover the provincial lifestyle that's waiting for you. The eighth Giant hitter to walk tonight. And Giancarlo Cio is coming to the plate. 2-for-4. RBI double his last time up. 12-0. San Jose here in the bottom of the seventh. They've already scored two in the inning. As Thalen pumps a fastball over the outside corner for strike one. One pitch. That's right there for strike two. Another fastball in the middle of the zone this time. Thalen coming out, attacking Cio, trying to get out of this seventh inning. The 0-2 pitch runs inside at the feet of Cio. The count is 1-2. Different start time tomorrow, 5 o'clock. First pitch from Excite Ballpark. 4:45, we'll start with the pregame show. 1-2, up and out to Cio. 2-2. Grizzlies have LeBaron Johnson ready to go. Coming off a couple of good starts at home against the Storm. Grizzlies won both of those games. 2-2 pitch in the dirt. Espinal popped up. And nobody was holding on. Diaz over at third. So Cio's going to take a timeout. But Espinal, I don't know if that pitch would have been close on the 2-2. He didn't really hold it at all for Frankie Gonzalez to get a good look at. Might have been off the plate. Runners are going to go. Two outs, payoff pitch to Cio. Bounce through the right side and into right field. Diaz scores easily. Kavanaugh coming around as well. Throw is cut off, and Garcia throws it to second. Clifford's able to knock it down. Cio gets to second anyways as it skips in there. Otherwise, the Grizzlies had Cio dead to rights at second. It's a two-run single for Giancarlo Cio. And it is 14-0, San Jose. It'll be second and third for Robert Hipwell, ninth hitter of the inning. And a new pitcher is coming in. Thalen's day is done. Grizzlies down by 14 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
There is no better way to support the Fresno Grizzlies than to wear the bear. Get official Grizzlies merchandise in the Grizzlies team store. It's the best place to grab all of the alternative identities like the Tacos, Lowriders, Tigers, and Growers. And new Grizzlies gear will be added before every homestand this season, along with exclusive theme night merchandise. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Want to start saving more on your groceries? Sign up for the Save Mart Rewards Program.
Save Mart Rewards is free, and it only takes seconds to start taking advantage of the benefits. You'll get special offers, digital coupons, and earn points every time you shop. Then you can turn those points into dollars off at the register. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Tyler Hampu coming on for the Grizzlies. He'll be the fifth pitcher of the evening as Luke Thalen finishes his outing. Thalen still responsible for the runners on first, or on second and third, rather. But can't quite close the book on him after an inning of work. Did give up five hits. Walked two and struck out two. Four runs already charged to Thalen. As a first pitch swinging, Hipwell launches it into right center field. Back goes Gray at the warning track. He can't make the catch. It'll bounce on the track, and Hipwell will slide into third. Two more runs are going to score for San Jose. And Hipwell now has finished off the line for Thalen, who's going to get charged with six total runs. We'll see how that one gets scored. As Ryo is the 10th hitter of the inning. He started this with a single against Luke Thalen. In fact, it was three straight hits for the Giants. First pitch from Hampu in for a strike. Didn't tell you any of Hampu's numbers. He is one of the most used relievers in the California League. Ties Nathan Blasic and Luke Jewett for eight. As Hampu pours in a strike, gets ahead of Ryo at 0-2. But Hampu, no record, with a 6.75 ERA in his seven appearances. Has struck out nine, walks seven, 6 2/3. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball off the plate away. One ball, two strikes. It is now, last night gave up a home run but struck out three. Gave up his first professional home run to Fernando Gonzalez. Ryo pops one up first base side. Francisco Garcia racing over up against the net. Reached out, couldn't squeeze it, and the ball pops away. And then Garcia shaken up. So that was ruled a triple for Hipwell. I was waiting on that. And it will be two RBIs. That makes all of those runs earned on Thalen. So Luke Thalen's final line, one inning, six runs, all earned, two strikeouts, two walks, and five hits. 1-2 to Ryo. Hampu delivers. The slider grounded to third. Diving stop at the line by Wright. Pops up, throws, skips, and it's not in time. Ryo beat it out. In to score is Hipwell, and it is 17-0. San Jose. 11th batter of the inning as Carlos Gutierrez is coming to the plate. Gutierrez 3-for-4 tonight, 3 runs scored, and watches a pitch outside from Hampu for ball one. fastball inside. Two balls, no strikes. A seven-run seventh inning. It was already a double-digit lead for San Jose coming into the inning. And they have poured it on. Fastball away from Hampu. Three balls, no strikes. Pitch. Gutierrez taking all the way, and it's a fastball pumped down the middle for a called strike, 3-1. Hampu delivers. That doesn't get the call down low. Ball four. And he's going to continue. This is already the most earned runs that the Grizzlies have given up this year. They did surrender 19 runs last Friday to Lake Elsinore, but 15 of those were earned. Tonight they've given up 17 runs. There has not been an error in this ballgame. Lisbel Diaz, broken bat, jam shot back to the mound. Hampu knocked it down and then recovers, stumbles and throws to get Diaz and in the inning, put an end to the onslaught. Seven runs in the inning. And San Jose, who was already leading by double digits, now out in front, 17-0 over the Fresno Grizzlies. We'll head to the eighth on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't pollute, just recycle. It's easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using a certified collection center or the City of Fresno's curbside collection program to recycle your used motor oil and oil filters. Call the City of Fresno at 621-1452 to request free program containers. Pour used uncontaminated oil in the containers, place used oil filters into the program plastic bag, and place next year's blue cart on collection day. It's that simple. Go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111 for information. Program funded by CalRecycle.
Affordable Family Fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Cade Vernon will be the third pitcher of the game for San Jose. Grizzlies have already seen him one time in this series. And he will be staked to a 17-0 lead as we start the eighth inning. That was a long inning in which San Jose sent 12 guys to the plate, 7 runs, 6 hits. And they left one on base. Francisco Garcia, Clayton Gray, and Kelvin Hidalgo. 9-1 and 2 in the Grizzlies' order due up. First pitch missed away to Garcia, who is 0-2 tonight. Ryan Slater worked 2 scoreless innings, struck out 4 Grizzlies, and surrendered just 1 hit. 1-0 pitch from Vernon. Tipped into the glove of the catcher, Kavanaugh. It is 1 ball and 1 strike. Swing and a miss. Vernon at 92 throws another one by him. 10th round pick last year out of Murray State by the San Francisco Giants. Vernon 6'3", 210 pounds. So 1-0 in 4 appearances thus far. Hasn't allowed a run. Swing and a miss at a slider. And Garcia down on strikes to start the 8th. Be the first at bat for Clayton Gray, who is 1-for-9 to start his pro career. His first hit down at Inland Empire produced 2 runs in his first pro game, first pro start. Facing Vernon, first pitch gets the call. That corner, the only thing to point out about that inning for the Grizzlies would have been done a lot earlier had that pitch been called a strike. As Vernon delivers up and away, and that one too high. One ball, one strike. 17-0 San Jose tonight. Most of the crowd here at Excite Ballpark staying. Gray bounces one to first base. Hipwell fields it, moving to his right, and then flips to Vernon covering. And there are two away. Grizzlies have had five hits tonight. Kelvin Hidalgo has two of them. He'll step to the plate with nobody on and two out in the eighth. He was the last guy to get a hit. Vernon's first pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Right down at the knees, 0-1. Vernon deals, and Hidalgo pops it up behind the plate. Kavanaugh's going to give chase. That one drops right in front of the home broadcast booth. Longtime San Jose Giants broadcaster Joe Rizzo doing the simulcast tonight. 0-2 pitch. Hidalgo grounds it sharply to second. A high hop for Cio, who gloves and flips to end the inning. Grizzlies go in order in the eighth. And the score remains 17-0, San Jose. Fourth game of this six-game series and fourth game of the road trip on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Nope, not adulting today. Bills, no way. Work emails, deleted. Meal prepping, those are sad leftovers in new containers. I'm out. Good thing my 2025 Toyota Camry has available all-wheel drive, perfect for dodging to-do lists. And with up to 232 horsepower and 51 miles per gallon combined, I can run forever. Ish.
Recalculating.
Nuh-uh. Recalculating my whole life. This Camry is freedom. I'll never grow up! Toyota. Let's go places.
Former San Jose Spartan Brady Hill will come on to pitch. Sixth pitcher of the game for Fresno, down 17-0 here in the bottom of the eighth. Hill making his sixth appearance of the year, giving up six earned runs in four innings, has struck out 10 and walked six. In his time at San Jose State, Brady Hill, mostly a position player. We talked to him before the game on Wednesday. Did pitch a little bit. Closed in 2022 for the Spartans, so familiar with the mound and does know it. And he pours a first pitch in strike. Dakota Jordan, Drew Kavanaugh, Walker Martin due up in the eighth for San Jose. He pulled what was a lopsided game further apart in the seventh. It was a seven-run inning. Grizzlies have also brought in Jacob Hinderleiter to play first base, and this is the first time that the Clemson product has played the field for Fresno. Jordan Fans at a 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Hill, who struck out all three batters he faced the last time. Of course, Hill played a couple years at Washington State from the Palouse originally out in the state of Washington. Drew Kavanaugh is going to come to the plate. Kavanaugh, and then an official at bat since the third. And he fights this pitch off. He walked the last two times, a sacrifice fly in the fourth. And that third was a two-run double that effectively seemed to pile on at the time for San Jose after a couple of solo homers. The four-run lead after three seemed like it might be good enough, and it has been the way this Giants team has been pitching. They really have gotten plenty just off of the Lizbel Diaz homer to start the game. Fastball up and away to Kavanaugh. Breaking ball bends in there for a strike. The last pitch a week ago tonight against Lake Elsinore, and the battle command a little bit. This is popped up into left field. Long run for Hotvey coming in to his right. Will make the catch, and Kavanaugh retired. Third time he's hit the ball at Tommy Hotvey tonight. And Tommy has caught all three of them, including the sacrifice fly. Two outs. Nobody on in the bottom of the eighth for Walker Martin. Martin 2 for 5. A homer and a single. First pitch from Hill on the outside corner with the fastball. It's 0-1. Season highs in runs and hits tonight for San Jose. They used a couple of homers early, but the crooked numbers have come from long innings. Martin watches the fastball up, 1-1. They sent 8 guys to the plate in the third, 8 guys to the plate in the fourth, 7 guys to the plate in the sixth, and then 12 in the seventh. The 1-1 pitch is skied into left center field. Clayton Gray and Tommy Hotvey converging, and it is the center fielder Gray calling off Hotvey, asserting priority to end the inning. This is the second time tonight that San Jose hasn't scored, and the first time that they go in order. Brady Hill, former Spartan, does a great job in his return to Excite Ballpark. To the ninth we go. San Jose leads Fresno 17-0 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Nope, not adulting today. Bills, no way. Work emails, deleted. Meal prepping, those are sad leftovers in new containers. I'm out. Good thing my 2025 Toyota Camry has available all-wheel drive, perfect for dodging to-do lists. And with up to 232 horsepower and 51 miles per gallon combined, I can run forever. Ish.
Recalculating.
Nuh-uh. Recalculating my whole life. This Camry is freedom. I'll never grow up! Toyota. Let's go places.
Just the second inning that the San Jose Giants didn't score in tonight. Now we head to the top of the ninth as Cade Vernon trying to close it out. 17-0 San Jose. It'll be Roynier Hernandez, Blake Wright, and Tommy Hotvey due up. Grizzlies with just 5 hits tonight. And Fresno is certainly excited about the return of Roynier Hernandez. He had a double back in the first, but the chance that the Grizzlies had to take a lead in that inning got muddied up. Yaker Reyes had walked, and then Kelvin Hidalgo hit into a fielder's choice in which Hidalgo got on, but then he was caught stealing. So there was quickly 2 outs before Hernandez was able to put the ball in play. He doubled down the left field line. And second base is about as far as any Grizzly has gotten today. Greg Ferone went 5 scoreless innings. Ryan Slater worked 2. combined struck out 7 Grizzlies tonight. Hernandez swinging at the first pitch from Vernon, fouls it back. And then Vernon has added 1. Striking out Francisco Garcia last inning. Changeup misses away to Hernandez. 1-1. 2 more games left in this series. Hope you'll join us. 5 o'clock tomorrow night, first pitch. 4:45 pregame. We'll wrap up the series on Sunday with a 12:45 Chick Chansey Gold pregame show and a 1 o'clock first pitch. Sinker on the outside corner. Called strike from Vernon, and Hernandez down 1-2 to start the top of the ninth. Vernon's pitch is a breaking ball. Chopped towards second. CO on an easy hop will grab it and throw out Hernandez for the first out in the ninth. Offense has just been stymied over the last 18 innings after they broke out with 9 runs on Wednesday evening. Grizzlies had just 4 hits last night and 5 tonight. Wright swinging at the first pitch, bounces it towards short. Walker Martin gloves and throws on the run for out number 2. Grizzlies are down to their last out, and it was a ninth inning at bat from the left side for Tommy Hopvey that produced Fresno's only run. Switch hitter will hit from the left side. He's 0-3 tonight. Trying to keep this one going, at least get the Grizzlies on the board. The 1-0 pitch popped up off to the side. The 1-1 pitch, breaking ball on the inside corner, gets a strike, and the Grizzlies are down to their final out. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and a ball in the dirt blocked by Kavanaugh, who will throw to first and end this one as Fresno falls tonight by the score of 17-0. A couple of solo homers early put Fresno behind the 8-ball, and they never did find their offense as San Jose delivers its most lopsided win of the year. It's the largest margin of defeat for Fresno this year. And the Grizzlies fall to 8-11. San Jose now 11-8. Final line score, Fresno no runs, 5 hits, no errors. San Jose 17 runs, 18 hits, and no errors. Greg Ferone is the winning pitcher. He is now 2-0. Jackson Cox suffers the loss. He is now 0-3. Game took 2 hours and 39 minutes to complete in front of a fireworks crowd tonight of 25-54. We'll take a break, wrap this one up, and get you set for tomorrow. Take a look around California League as well as check in with the other Colorado Rockies affiliates. Grizzlies fall tonight to San Jose. They've dropped 3 of the first 4 games of this series. Be back for the Chick Chansey Gold postgame show on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using the City of Fresno's curbside collection program or by taking your used motor oil and oil filters to one of the many certified collection centers located throughout the City of Fresno. Certified collection centers will only accept uncontaminated used motor oil. To locate a certified collection center near you, go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111 for information. Program funded by CalRecycle.
What better way to enjoy a Fresno Grizzlies game than with all of your friends and family? Ticket packages are available for groups of 20 or more. Chill by the pool or enjoy a company outing at the Estrella Jalisco Cantina, which runs up to 1,000 people. Group tickets are perfect for birthdays, family get-togethers, or just having a good time. There's an option for groups of every size. Call 559-320-TIXS to secure your tickets now.
This is the Fresno Grizzlies postgame show. Back to the booth to recap tonight's game with the voice of the Fresno Grizzlies, Tim Slapp.
Not a lot of good news tonight for Grizzlies fans from Excite Ballpark in San Jose, where Fresno falls 17-0 to the Giants. And there were some silver linings, some guys who definitely gave good outings tonight, and a lot of guys that came back. Kelvin Hidalgo, Roynier Hernandez, both back in the lineup, and Jackson Cox making his fourth start since a long layoff after the injury and the surgery, and just him being back out there is certainly part of the victory. The only two blemishes he suffered were solo home runs. Lisbel Diaz in the bottom of the first and then Walker Martin in the bottom of the second. Lisbel Diaz went to straightaway center with the home run that kind of jolted the Giants. And then Walker Martin's homer, he just came back from an injury. First game back in the lineup for San Jose, went over the left center field fence. And just like that, it was 2-0. The end of the outing for Cox is they continue to ease him back in. Two innings, the three hits. He also gave up a single to Giancarlo Cio. Two runs, they were earned. He struck out one, but he didn't walk anybody. And that's really where the silver lining was, because the command and challenging hitters was a big part of what the Grizzlies were looking for tonight from Jackson Cox, and that was certainly what he did this evening. But a couple of home runs, and then the problem started to arise in the third after Yantel Correa came in. He got a ground out of Elian Rio to third base, but then Carlos Gutierrez singled and stole second. So then Diaz drew a walk, which, okay, fine, the first base is open, but Dakota Jordan drew a walk to load the bases, and then Drew Kavanaugh's two-run double, even though that was it for the inning, seemed to open up the floodgates because the Giants would add three more. They added two in the third, then they add three more in the fourth. Three straight walks to start the inning, a Diaz single, then back-to-back sacrifice flies, extended the lead to 7-0. Meanwhile, Greg Ferone for San Jose was great. Five innings, kept the Grizzlies down, scattered five base runners and struck out three. And then the Giants really poured on in the sixth. A two-run double by Fernando Gonzalez. He scored on Giancarlo Cio's double for another three-run inning. But that wasn't even the big inning. It was a seven-run seventh when San Jose was already leading by a score of 10-0. They piled on big hits in that inning from Robert Hipwell and Carlos Gutierrez. They both had RBI triples, and that was pretty much that to make it 17-0. Ryan Slater, two scoreless innings. He struck out four in relief for San Jose. And then Cade Vernon pitched the final two innings. He still has not allowed a run this year. Is that right? In five outings, he's worked eight innings without giving up a run. He threw two innings tonight and struck out two. So the Grizzlies struck out nine times, and you could say that that's another silver lining as well. They only walked once, but the walk total's too high as they walked nine guys tonight. Brady Hill did throw a scoreless eighth inning, and that has to be considered a silver lining as well. But that's the wrap as the Grizzlies fall to 8-11. San Jose now 11-8. Fresno, no runs, 5 hits, no errors. San Jose, 17 runs, 18 hits, no errors. That's the season highs in a lot of those, like largest margin of defeat. Not the most runs allowed, but the most earned runs allowed by the Grizzlies this year. And San Jose set team highs for the season in runs scored and hits. Take a look around the California League tonight as Rancho Cucamonga beat Inland Empire 5-1. And the other game in the South, Visalia beat Lake Elsinore 7-2. So Visalia may be one of the streakier teams, and that's who Fresno's going to see next week as they'll go right down the road to take on the Rawhide. But Visalia trying to keep pace with Rancho Cucamonga. The Rawhide beat Lake Elsinore tonight 7-2. The Storm committed 4 errors tonight on what was a pretty clean evening around the California League. No errors in this game, no errors in the Rancho Inland game. A little bit of a messy game in Stockton, though. The only other games in the North, Stockton beat Modesto 11-8. And so the Ports, who are the second place team in the North, are now within a game of Modesto. I just need to double check that because some of the totals aren't auto-populating. Actually, now Stockton and Modesto are tied. No, sorry, I'm way ahead of myself. Let's flip that. I was reading the wrong thing. Lake Elsinore beat Visalia tonight. Forget that, 7-2. Rancho did beat Inland 8-2, and then Modesto is leading Stockton 3-2. So all that, and there's a big broadcaster gaffe. But Stockton came in a game behind Modesto. That game still going, though, bases loaded in the ninth inning. Elsewhere around the Rockies affiliates, tonight, Hartford pounded Somerset 19-4. Yard Goats now 11-7. Albuquerque fell to Reno 17-11. And Spokane falls to Eugene 2-0. Tomorrow, the fifth game of this series as the Fresno Grizzlies will take on the San Jose Giants. 5 p.m. start. LeBaron Johnson Jr. for the Grizzlies against Jacob Bresnahan for the Giants. We'll start at 4:45 on the pregame show. Hope you'll join us from Excite Ballpark in San Jose for the Fresno Grizzlies. I'm Tim Slack. Good night.